Είστε παρέα με το SBS Ελληνικά. Βρείτε περισσότερες ενδιαφέρουσες ιστορίες στο sbs.com.au/greek.
Θα χαρακτήριζες τον εαυτό σου ως δεξιό ή ως αριστερό? Για χρόνια, αυτές οι ταμπέλες χρησιμοποιούνται για να περιγράψουν τη θέση των πολιτικών κομμάτων. Όσοι ανήκουν στην αριστερά, πιστεύουν σε πιο προοδευτικές αξίες, ενώ όσοι ανήκουν στη δεξιά πλευρά του φάσματος, πιστεύουν σε πιο συντηρητικές. Εξακολουθούν όμως να είναι αυτοί οι χαρακτηρισμοί χρήσιμοι? Μας βοηθούν πράγματι να καταλάβουμε τι πρεσβεύουν οι πολιτικοί και τα κόμματά τους?
The spectrum is depicted as a line. So on the left are those parties that typically advocate for things like social equality, more government intervention, progressive economic and social policies, dealing with environmental issues. Then on the right are those that typically emphasize tradition and authority, limited forms of government, tend to be pro-market and pushing for deregulation of markets.
Ο Σάνον Μπρίνκατ είναι ανώτερος λέκτορας στο Τμήμα Πολιτικής και Διεθνών Σχέσεων στο Πανεπιστήμιο Sunshine Coast. Πιστεύει πως η λέξη αριστερά δεν περιγράφει πλήρως το εργατικό κόμμα.
So the Australian Labor Party is best described as a centre-left party, but with increasingly moderate policies. Traditionally, the ALP supported worker rights, was strongly represented by the trade union movement, created Medicare and pushes for universal healthcare, was more interested in climate action than other parties, and has generally been quite progressive on certain social issues, you know, the voice referendum, LGBTQ rights, and so on. The analysis, though, if you look at the policies, I would say is becoming more centrist, more moderate in practice over time.
Ο Μοχί Μπίγκμπαλ ήρθε στην Αυστραλία ως φοιτητής από το Αφγανιστάν και ζήτησε άσυλο. Και το 2017 έγινε Αυστραλός πολίτης.
I was ready to sort of make a choice where I fell on the political spectrum, which is to the left of the center, I would say. The key decision came to me was which party was more sort of pro-multiculturalism, had more views and policies that were more accommodating for migrant and refugee background population.
Ο Dr. Μπρίνκατ λέει ότι το κόμμα του φιλελεύθερου εθνικού συνασπισμού είναι δεξιό και πως κινείται όλο και περισσότερο προς τα δεξιά του πολιτικού φάσματος.
I think this election will really test how far this will go. Dutton has said he is interested in bringing a more Trump-style politics. The Liberal Party, traditionally, I guess, would be more centre-right, but increasingly more far-right. We have to look at the factions within the Liberal Party to really see where it's going. Generally speaking, the economic policies supporting tax cuts, favouring deregulation, privatisation of key industries, against any wealth redistribution. Social policies, very conservative. Slow on LGBTQ rights, climate scepticism, even denial.
Ο Calvin Biag δήλωσε ότι ψηφίζει δεξιά. Μισός Μαλτέζος και μισός Φιλιππινέζος, ο 22χρονος υιοθετεί συντηρητικές χριστιανικές αξίες.
Because the values in which I see as important, the inalienable right of freedom, the importance of a good and strong economy, less government being better government.
Οι νέοι συνήθως ψηφίζουν προοδευτικά. Ωστόσο, ο Calvin αποφάσισε στην ηλικία των 18 ετών ότι είναι δεξιός.
Around that age, once I looked at what I believed in, and I think it's fair to say, as you get older, your views and opinions I've had on certain things have changed, but those core foundation of values, that's very important to me.
Ο 65χρονος Steve Quo μετακόμισε στην Αυστραλία από την Ινδονησία όταν ήταν νέος. Οι πολιτικές του αξίες μετακινήθηκαν από την αριστερά και πλέον αυτοπροσδιορίζεται ως κεντροδεξιός στο πολιτικό φάσμα.
I'm family first, the family unit, trying to keep it together. I'm very much into a small government, a market-based economy. I'm very much into preserving freedom of all kind, from freedom of expression to association of religion or faith, all that kind of freedoms. And I can say to you firsthand, because that's why our family fled Indonesia for our own freedom. I guess I tell you what I'm not into. I'm not into the current flavor of the month, which is, without being disrespectful, I'm not into wokeism, into cancel culture, into gender issues or identity politics and all that kind of stuff. I just want it to be as real as is possible. No delusion.
Τα παγκόσμια πολιτικά ιδεώδη έχουν χαρακτηριστεί και διαχωριστεί σε δύο πλευρές, την αριστερά και τη δεξιά, από την εποχή της Γαλλικής Επανάστασης, η οποία ξεκίνησε το 1789.
The assembly, the people sat according to where they saw the revolution going. Like the Jacobins sat on the left, who wanted to extend the revolution, promote more revolutionary change, equality, and then to the right were those who were more pushing for arrest the revolution, provide more stability and retain some forms of the traditional hierarchy. So that idea of the horseshoe and how they actually sat, you can see elements of that today even within our own parliamentary seating, right? But rather than being left or right divided ideologically, it's more if you're in government, you sit on the right, if you're in opposition, you sit on the left.
Εκατοντάδες χρόνια μετά, ο Dr. Brinkat σκέφτεται πόσο χρήσιμη είναι σήμερα αυτή η παλιή πολιτική χαρακτηρισμή.
It's a nice way to start thinking about things, to get a very broad picture and understanding of the ideological differences at that sort of big macro scale. And so it's very useful, especially for first-time voters or people that are time poor to engage politically. But I would always suggest going deeper to ensure that the policies of a particular party that you may vote for do align with what you actually want politics to achieve over the next 3 or 4 years.
Κάντε like, μοιραστείτε, σχολιάστε, ακολουθήστε μας στο Facebook, στο SBS Greek.